Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The Cubby House is a show about three cubs identifying guys, talking about the big and hairy issues affecting the bear community.
Some of the topics we're likely to cover may be challenging in nature and may contain adult themes, coarse language, sexual references, and drug references. Listener discretion is advised.
So get your fur fluffed as we bring you The Cubby House Live, starting now on Joy 94.9.
Hello Australia, this is the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. This is the big and lovely hairy bear show going from Melbourne to the world.
Thank you, Jack. And thank you to the Spirit Lounge, who we've currently been preamped by.
Now, we've been talking an awful lot about sex and health and bears these last 3 weeks because this is part three of our Bears, Bodies and Health special on Joy 94.9.
And tonight our topic is, are we sex smart?
So, Kevin, do you believe we are sex smart? Just quickly asking.
Yes, I do believe we're very sex smart.
And what about you, Jack?
I think that today on the show we're going to have a bunch of smart asses and a lot of smart ass comments.
Mostly from you, Jack?
Clearly.
Mostly from me. I do promise and I do deliver most of the time.
Okay, so if this show is about sexual health, what does that mean then?
Well, I like to draw a bit of a difference between sexual health and healthy sexuality. That one is more of STI prevention, while the other one is more about your attitudes about what you're doing, make sure that you're enjoying what you're doing. That's sort of the difference that I find between sexual health, which is more of the physical side of things, versus healthy sexuality, which is more a cognitive, emotional
problem.
Well
done for getting that out, Jack.
I got there in the end, people.
Now, we also have on tonight's show a very special guest, Dean Beck, host of Hide and Seek.
Hello. Hello, gentlemen. I'm confused as to why you think I'm qualified to be here, but thank you very much for inviting me. It's a great pleasure.
Well, obviously a person that speaks so much about sex all the time
has to know something about sex, right?
Otherwise, he'd just be tooting his own horn, and that would be vain.
Yeah, you've finally worked it out.
Well, you could still know a lot about sex and toot your own horn.
There is that. I've always had... I can't remember not having an interest in sex, frankly.
Excellent. Dean, we'll get to you a little bit later.
Yes, all right.
Some of the other topics we'll be discussing today are some statistics that have come out recently, as well as the question of kink acceptance in the gay community.
I think Dean is definitely qualified to speak on that one.
I'll do my best.
Well, he'll do his best to keep his clothes on for the duration of the show, but we might lose that battle, people.
You can only hope.
Yes, yes. Well, while we're at it, we are asking you on your messaging services, what does it mean to you to manage risk sexually?
Or, as we have it on our Facebook, in your sexual behaviours, how do you practice risk management? So you can obviously get into us on www.facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. And while you're there, like us. You know you want to.
I mean, frankly, in my sexual encounters, I actually try to prefer eating bagels versus cake because it's got less calories.
Fantastic, Jack.
Is Jack Jewish?
We don't want to know.
I'm just checking.
Only in one aspect.
Let me get this through, please, gentlemen. I have a script. Now, you can also contact us via our website, which is thecubbyhouse.net.au. There is an iPhone application for Joy. You can get that at joy.org.au. And I'm done. Now, please, continue to rant.
Is this called the interaction bit now?
Gentlemen, we have a guest to introduce. Dean, Hello. Who are you?
Hello. Who am I? Gee, I'm a lot of things.
I can name a few right now if you want. Some of them won't be radio safe.
On Joy 94.9, you have a warning at the top of your show. I can say what I bloody well like. And you can all get fucked. I present the other show on Joy that uses language that challenges. It's called Hide and Seek from 10 p.m. on a Thursday night. More than 100 episodes, more than 2 years. It's been a great privilege to present that show, which I do with Andrew the Apprentice. And I also present a show called On the Line on a Thursday from midday, and that's a one-hour news, current affairs and opinion-based show. And I also co-present with the Reverend Joy Etwell a show called Word for Word on a Sunday from 11 a.m. on Joy. And that show is networked to over 70 stations around Australia on the Community Radio Network.
After all those shows, what the hell do you do as a day job?
Nothing at the moment. If you were to hire me, I am available.
Do we dare ask hire you as what?
And what the going rate is.
It's a tax-deductible fee. At the moment, I am looking for work.
Okay, so what was your motivation to start Hide and Seek specifically?
Well, if I'm brutally honest, it was because I didn't think that the likes of the Victorian AIDS Council and other health organisations were having the conversations with gay men about sex and sexuality that I thought were relevant and that were connecting and were using language that was relevant and were talking about sex and sexuality.
Those messages being?
I don't know. It changes every day. It's just whatever is sexually motivating, sexually stimulating, philosophically stimulating and psychologically stimulating that were around sex and sexuality. I can't remember the last time we saw a drugs campaign revolving around sex and HIV. Can you?
Yes, but we're a lot younger than you are.
Well, that may be so, but there still, to my knowledge, isn't a campaign by the Victorian AIDS Council, for example, that communicates exactly what happens with a large proportion of gay men who take drugs and have sex.
And you obviously think that there is a need for these kind of messages?
Clearly. Mm-hmm. There's still HIV rates over 280-odd, each year, pretty much, in Victoria.
So let me just throw this on another tangent. What other voids you need filling in this particular...
Well, mine... Way? but apart from that, selfish exploit, look, I think there needs to be better connection with the community from health organisations. I think they need to engage with the community on a level that is a healthy dialogue, which isn't about preaching, it isn't about telling, it's about engaging in a dialogue that means that, we sometimes disagree.
So obviously you would have had topics backfire on you because your message it can be quite controversial at times. So
no, I'm always right.
Oh, I'm afraid not.
Oh, come on. come on. You've got, okay. What? Name a couple of topics or at least one topic that's backfired on you.
That you've been wrong at least once.
Or that has gone in a direction that you completely didn't expect.
Oh, there's plenty of those. I am fairly fluid, I guess, in my interviewing style, in that I do quite a bit of research before I interview a guest, and then I just kind of let it happen. And I nearly always have no idea what my first question is going to be. I will sometimes script my introduction, and then I will go to ask the first question, and it's whatever comes out of my mouth. And from that moment on, it's how the guest plays the game. And I do that because I think it's far more engaging for the listener to have questions that flow through the dialogue than a set outline of A, B, and C.
All right. I specifically want to hear the answer to this question. You come across as a bit of a hard ass when asking questions. You're not afraid to confront people or ask them questions that might incriminate themselves. Are you playing devil's advocate or are you really just a dick?
I am a dick that plays the devil's advocate. I like to give people the opportunity to explain their position. So whilst I might ask a question that is confronting, I see that to them as an opportunity for them to explain and justify and quantify what it is that they're doing and how it is that they're doing it. Now, it's that questioning and that dialogue that I'm critical of a number of health organisations for avoiding.
So it's not just the fact that you're giving your guests enough rope to hang themselves?
Oh, it's partly that. It's partly that.
That could be fun too, you know.
But it's evident in the answering of the question. The way they answer the question is how far they fall.
Anyone's game.
Indeed it is.
So, one last question before we move on. Where would you like to see that particular show, the Hide and Seek show, go in the next couple of years?
Oh, I think Fox or Nova.
Well, thanks.
No, nice! Nice!
No.
Judas.
I think Hide and Seek has a very important role to play in the health of the community here in Melbourne and for all of those that are listening overseas and listen to the podcasts, which I might add, Hide and Seek's podcasts are in the top 3 or 4 downloads of all of Joy's podcasts.
Shut up.
Well, actually, I was going to ask.
Since day one. So
we were interviewed on your show a couple of weeks ago now.
Slack.
Has that been podcast yet?
No, because, you know.
He's afraid. He doesn't want them to hear us.
I am responsible for getting podcasts of 3 shows up. And sadly, Hide and Seek sometimes is a little slow in getting its postings. But
we are on your coattails.
Yeah,
we are
clearly.
I
better get onto that.
But need some Viagra, doesn't it?
There's one thing I'm curious about. You have these apprentices that are on Hide and Seek. Is there some sort of Dick Grayson, Bruce Wayne thing going on?
No. That's a name that he's adopted and he wants to be known as.
Oh, I think that clears
it
up.
It's not mine. Driving.
There's not some homoerotic man boy thing going on.
When he grows up, he can become a real radio personality.
Just like us on the Covey House podcast on Joy.
Andrew knows I love him.
94.9.
Now, as we've been saying, we have a discussion topic tonight. It's in your sexual behaviours. How do you practice risk management? You can jump on the discussion on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thecubbyhouse.
Now, in our topic tonight, are we sex smart? The question is, coming to Jack's realm of discussion, let the statistics show themselves.
Oh, man. I mean, the Victorian Infectious Diseases Bulletin for March 2011 came out, and it just gave me a raging hard-on with like 2 extra inches.
Get a life, Jack.
Thank God someone else said that.
Here I am pouring myself over these lovely documents that they've been nice enough to prepare for us, and you're just going to fart all over it.
Jack, the fact that you think of those documents as porn is bad enough.
Not literal porn.
Okay, so throw some statistics at us. What did you find?
Okay, I'll get straight to it. All right, a couple of facts have come out of it. First of all is that while some infections rates have gone down in the last quarter, that's not down since the previous year. So what we can conclude is that for chlamydia, for syphilis, for gonorrhea, the trend is still somewhat up, even though in some cases they have gone down in the previous quarter.
See what I mean about statistics? That made no sense to me at all.
I have to say I wasn't really listening, Jack. I kind of switched off.
Oh, man.
So tell us,
boil
Jack.
It down for us. What does it mean?
Okay, what it meant is that in previous years, the rates of infection have been going up. Now, in the previous quarter, which this document is referring to, it's been
saying... So for the last 3 months?
For the 3 months ranging...
That's a quarter.
Between October to December, that those rates went down, but the rates are still higher than what they were previously. Does that make more sense?
Yes, kind of.
Well. Can I just say, from my experience and...
No, you may not. I'm moving forward.
All right. I'll say it.
It's my show.
All right.
I'm sorry. I was just channeling a little bit of Adam Stobbs in there.
All right, Dean. Jack, I'm going to put you on hold. Dean, what did you want to say?
When we look at HIV statistics, in fact, when we look at any statistics that involve societal behaviour and practices, that includes drugs and all that sort of thing. If you take a three-month period, as an indication of trend, you'll be let down every time. In fact, even if we take 12 months as an indicator of trend, more often than not, we will also be let down. So I would be very careful. Whilst any decrease is great, and any increase in HIV seroconversions is, you know, sad and an issue that needs to be managed. By breaking it down into those tiny little bites, like quarterly reports, it becomes problematic.
Now, I'd like to ask a question. Is that because of seasonal trends? Like in summer, there's a lot of rave parties and all that sort of stuff. So there's other factors that are involved in like different things along the year.
That and so much more. I mean, we all know that contracting HIV gives you a window period, for example. And we all know that there are a huge amount of people out there that have HIV that don't know because they've never had a test. So, you know, if we did a full HIV screening of the entire population, we would see what statistically might be referred to as a massive spike, because suddenly we have a base point from which we can then move forward. But until that happens, which it'll never happen, but until, you know, that sort of base level is brought forward, how do we possibly know what the real statistics are?
All right. I'm going to start this off with an oh my god. We have finally found someone that rambles more than Jack.
Woohoo!
Oh, I was hoping I was making sense. You not did, that crap he was going on with.
Ramble on. I'm going to pull us back to a statement that you made about the statistics. You can't simply take these statistics and throw them out the window, though. You have to actually work with the information that you've got. You can't just discredit it and
those
say
those statistics
that
are vital because they do tell us what is happening. But to say in the last 3 months we've seen a drop, you need to compare that to... You know, I don't think it's even relevant to say, let's pick a January quarter statistic and look back at the January quarter statistics over the last 10 years. I don't think that gives us a picture of what the statistics are all about. I think it's all about the ebb and flow of how we as a community evolve sexually. That is far more important.
True. However, we've got this 13% drop, and I, for one, am going to be celebrating it. I'm going to be very thankful, and I'm not...
I do too. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it means that something is working.
And there was interesting information in that report, which I'm sure Jack is going to tell us about, in regards to the 20 to 29-year-old age bracket.
Well, actually, if we take a look at different sexually transmitted infections, we find that different ones infect different people differently, if that makes sense. That you find that chlamydia, that it tends to affect very young people, which is the mean age is about 23 years old, as opposed to, say, syphilis, where the average person is in their late 20s, as opposed to... gonorrhea, which is a person in their mid-30s versus a person contracting HIV, in which they're more likely to be in their late 30s, early 40s.
Can I fill you in on an interesting thing about syphilis?
Can I stop you?
No.
Okay.
Syphilis previously had been quite a strong indicator in regards to HIV. So in other words, if there was an increase in men contracting syphilis, there seemed to be equally an increase in men contracting HIV. Certainly, if you have syphilis, you are more likely to contract HIV. That is true.
Why?
Well, for a start, your immune system is compromised, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
There are other things that doctors could tell you that would involve things like sores and that sort of
all right, stuff. So there are wounds and things like that, all easier that, transmission. All, that, yeah. All right.
So the interesting thing about the most recent statistics regarding syphilis is that whilst in Victoria and in New South Wales there was, over the last 2 years, a really huge spike in syphilis statistics, that was not directly replicated with a huge spike in HIV.
Why do you think that is?
Don't know, really.
Is it something that we should find out?
Well, by looking a little closer, and from the medical experts or statistical experts that I've spoken to, they've said the link between syphilis and HIV is far more relevant in African countries. Interesting. And far more relevant in the initial stages of HIV in Western culture, a la early 90s.
Joy 94.9, you're with the Cubby House, and we are having a little bit of backstage discussion here. But I do believe...
They're telling me off.
Yes, so we should.
He honestly just can't shut up. I mean, it's a good thing sometimes, but...
Kevin, shut up.
No.
Yeah, we just want to quiet you in.
Preemptive muting, I say. We might as well just name this the hide and seek special edition for
it's
what
the
it's
extension.
Worth.
This was the time slot that we started in. Actually, not quite. It was later than that.
Yeah, keep talking, old man. All right, we have our SMS topic for today, which is, in your sexual behaviours, how do you practice risk management? And there are a couple of ways in which you can get your topic or get your submission into our studio. The first one is SMS, which you can send it in on your telephone to 0427-JOY-949.
He means mobile phone, thank just you. For those that don't know.
And some landlines now. Some landlines.
Really?
And yeah, payphones.
Yeah. Now, you can also email onair@joy.org.au.
Don't forget the wonderful Joy app as well.
Yes. And you can also send us a message on Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. Now, might I say, the first point in risk management, if you were ever on the radio, is do not invite Dean Beck
correct.
In live.
Correct.
Get him on the phone.
All right, so we have a couple of responses already of people that have just jumped the gun so far.
Woo-hoo.
And we have Simon Tolhurst from Canberra.
Hi, Simon.
Who says, as far as sexual health risks go, he always practices safer sex. But he also brings up emotional risk, that you've got to be honest with yourself and others about what you want and what to expect in a particular encounter or relationship. That, if you don't really want to be just friends, for God's sake, tell them and get it settled.
We've also had Kendall Taylor write in. Hi, Kendall. And he said that Gen Y is a hell of a lot smarter than Gen X, safe sex-wise. And it amazes me, given that I, as a Gen X-er...
X-er.
Up with the Grim Reaper ads, etc., don't see those ads on television anymore.
I'm glad we've brought that up.
Yes.
Is this going to give you another opportunity to rant?
I was giving you a segue.
We don't recognize
tomato,
good segues on
tomato.
The show. Go for it, Dean. Come on.
No, actually, I might not be following the script. So
you've lost the script completely now. But what did you want to say?
Well, I wanted to say that HIV education and HIV campaigns have changed dramatically over the years. And with the advent of social media, they need to evolve even further. The recently in New York, the health department there did a campaign that was universally shit-canned by many throughout the HIV health promotion industry, and I call it an HIV mm-hmm. industry because they're all getting paid. They
They were very graphic.
The New York Health Health Department put together this campaign that was, for the first time, using language that was direct, using statistical data that was specific, and educating on a level that I thought was extremely powerful. Most people referred to this as being a secondary fear campaign. Have a listen.
When you get HIV, it's never just HIV. You're at a higher risk to get dozens of diseases, even if you take medications, like osteoporosis, a disease that dissolves your bones, and dementia, a condition that causes permanent memory loss. And you're over 28 times more likely to get anal cancer. It's never just HIV. Stay HIV free. Always use a condom.
Oh, Kevin, I think that you've just got about the voice to actually repeat that one.
Thanks.
You've got the sexy voice.
Now, I don't know about you, but I didn't know any of that information because I'd never been told that by any health organization. And I'm pleased that I now know that.
Hmm.
But the way that they presented it, like, I actually have a huge issue with our government and their ads about television and about safe or not smoking or, you know, safe driving practices.
It is
some of them are
you,
very both of them. Graphic, but it's over the top.
Indeed. And there is, look, plenty of argument within the advertising industry around fear-based campaigning. I think there is an intelligent way that we can communicate directly important information like that, that may not be based around fear, but is certainly based around fact.
All right. I agree with what they had to say. The content was fine. How they presented it, I have a huge issue with.
You want to make your own decision? Get on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecubbyhouse.
Or SMS 0427569949.
Now it's time to stop.
I'm going to put
Dean
the cattle prod on you now.
Let Dean tell us a little bit more about himself personally.
Oh, we don't need to do that.
Could I, please?
Let's hit him up. It is Listener of the Week.
Now, I do believe you actually do listen to our show.
I love that. I love what you did there. That's fabulous.
Thank you.
We'll show you how to do that later.
Okay, cool.
We'll show you how to put on a good program.
Thank you.
Now, here is your rapid-fire questions,
uh-oh,
Mr. Dean Beck.
How old are you?
40.
Are you available or unavailable?
Very available.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
I've got it.
What is it?
You have to know me better than that. Go on.
Okay. What is your ideal employment?
Oh, right now I think it would be something on air.
Where's the weirdest place you've had sex?
There's plenty.
Pick one.
Tick tock, tick tock.
First thing that pops into her head.
On the roof here at Joy. It's not true, but I thought I'd say that.
Okay. Even hypothetically, that is most inappropriate.
I have had sex on the 23rd floor of the Moorpark
Garden. Shut up. Next question. All right. Who would you like to have?
That is the next question.
What?
Get it right, guys. Come on.
Jack, go.
Who would you most like to have sex with in the entire world?
Quick answers. Good
myself,
answers.
Actually.
Okay. Well, that answers our next question.
I mean,
would you date yourself? Because obviously
no,
you would.
No, God, no. No. No way. Not a hope in hell. Next.
Sexually, what melts your butter?
Ah.
Now, can I answer that? A little gift from us here at the Cubby House. It is a red hanky for all those who know the hanky code. I know Dean well enough that is one of the things.
No, that's being presumptuous.
It's not a real red hanky. It's actually made of felt. It's a bit like us, that we're soft and fuzzy.
The colour red and intellect goes a long way to turn me on.
Oh. Okay, what could you not live without?
What was that about the colour red?
Do you prefer organisation or chaos?
Chaos.
And I suppose the last question could be, describe the first time you went to a gay bar.
Ugh, horrible.
Think back.
It was Seventh Heaven in Carlton. Vivian St. James was on the door. I was 19 years of age. I was roaming the streets, depressed at the time, and I looked down as I was walking down this cobblestone laneway, and there at my feet was $50, and I went into my very first gay bar.
Awesome, awesome. Now, I also have another present for you.
Oh my God, where is this coming from?
Well, you see,
I'm renowned for this on my shows, but here you go.
Well, it's a little
I did bring you all a little something earlier today.
Yes, we all thought it was the little hook where we were waiting for the rope.
We thought it was lithium laced.
Yes.
He presented trays of donuts to us. It's a bit sad that I saw the donuts before I saw who was actually.
All right, right. That's our second gift.
For Dean.
I thought their bears are late.
Because I know the whole concept of what the red entails to you. I got from Lingcraft a red set of Lady Debutante gloves, elbow length.
You'll be the belle of the ball.
My God.
Now, you can use them for dress or in the back
room.
You've
put some thought into this, which is terribly sad. Thank you so much.
Hopefully they fit.
They'll fit somebody.
Dean Beck has big hands.
But apparently he can only fit small hands.
I think we've caught him off guard.
You have, and I've gone terribly red in my face, actually.
I'll leave you for a few moments to have a think about that on Joy 94.9. We are talking tonight about sexuality and risk management.
We do have an SMS topic. It is, in your sexual behaviours, how do you practice risk management? You can send it via Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/thecubbyhouse.
Are We Sex Smart is part 3 of 3 of a 3-part series about bears, bodies and health. So we've had general health, gaining, and now sexual health with Dean Beck.
Well, that last track that we just heard, Pump It, is from the Panda, what's it called? Kung Fu Panda 2 thing?
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Right. I did a little edit of the Kung Fu Panda promos, which I'd like to share with you now.
I have received a message. Our greatest masters are disappearing. A new kind of threat on our world. This could mean the end of
fist.
But I just got
my fist.
And now you must save it. Take the 5. It is time for the next phase of your journey. My fist hungers for justice. That was my fist. Got it.
Hey.
What are you gonna do? Sit on me?
Don't tempt me. Brand new to this whole master thing.
I like it.
Here we go!
Anything is possible.
I can feel a chill riding up my spine.
I'm freaking in.
Yes! New record!
How can we lose a guy that big?
Where are the signs?
What signs?
You guys, did you see that? I just was like,
what? Hi!
It was pretty hardcore.
Shazabui!
I'm coming!
Thank you very much, Mr. Beck.
You have way too much spare time.
Get a fucking job.
Yes,
get a
clearly,
fucking life.
Clearly, I need a job. Maybe in radio.
All right, but that's perfect to move on to our next section. Really quickly, I just wanted to have a quick discussion. So I've got a comment for you, and I'd like your feedback on it.
Yeah.
Has kink become so mainstream and accepted that vanilla sex has now become the fringe and rebellious sexual deviancy in our community?
No.
It sounds
Why?
It sounds very hipster. I was into kink while it was underground.
What I do think, though, is that our emerging adults, our youth of today, that are 18 plus... are far more adventurous than what...
in your day and age?
My lot were 20 years ago. Yeah, absolutely. And I guess we were clouded with the whole Grim Reaper campaign, which put, for at least a decade, quite the kibosh on any real adventurism. And And there was also a guilt associated with the then evolving adventurous sex culture, because for so long it had been so deeply frowned upon. And I think that is why when HIV hit the gay culture, there was quite a lot of backlash from the gay community. It was basically centered around, don't tell us what to do or how to do it.
The only reason I was asking is because every time I seem to go out into a club and, you know, sex comes up, because we're men, we like to talk about sex quite a bit. There's always this comment of, oh, he's into vanilla. And it's just, it's sneered at.
Well, rightly so, I think, but that's just...
I wish I had the cattle prod. I just wish...
Don't. He'll like it.
No. No, seriously. I think that that wherever you are on the sexual evolution scale, that's where you should be. That's where you're meant to be right now.
All right. Very politically correct
answer. Give me a call when you've ramped it up a little.
You are with the Cubby House live on Joy. We are here for another few minutes, and our topic has been, are we sex smart? Well, with Dean Beck in the studio, one could only hope.
If you feel as though you've learned anything from today's show, please send us an email or an SMS, because...
Let us know, because
these boys are feeling a little bemused.
Yes. Now, we are on Facebook, facebook.com/thecubbyhouse for further updates throughout the week.
Some of the comments we've had, just really quickly, about how you manage your risk in your sexual behaviours is from Philip with rubbers and lots of lube.
That's so the message.
Fairly good one.
Fairly simple.
We've also had a few on email. We've had Liam from Hampton.
0427-569-949 is the number.
Don't do that. We've had Liam from Hampton Park who said, hey guys, just want to say you guys have an awesome show. By the way, you guys are hot. And you know what? We are hot.
Thank you very much.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
Nathaniel from Hallam, Aranga. Oh, and I manage risk by being more sexually dominant.
Ooh. That's a touchy one.
Interesting.
I'm not touching that one.
Not this week.
Well, let me. Being a top does not mean you can not contract HIV.
All right.
Well said. And our last one, just quickly. I manage sexual health and risk by being a complete prude and all too choosy for my own good. Thank you. From a Fitzroy dweller.
But if you're going without, then who's winning? Not you, honey.
All right, Mr. Beck, you surely have a lot to say. Surely you've got something to give us a final thought, a little nuggets of information that we can take home
Certainly.
With us.
Certainly. I think if we take responsibility for our own actions first and foremost, in not only in life, but particularly in the bedroom, we will, or the beat, or the nightclub, or the dance floor, we will... start from a pretty good foundation. If you take responsibility for your actions and the way you behave under any circumstances, then you're halfway there.
Excellent. Now, I'd just like to do two very, very quick shout-outs. The first one goes to the Victorian AIDS Council and the Gay Men's Health Centre that is putting together a poster design campaign or competition for a safe sex poster campaign. There are postcards around the place, and you can also jump on their website, which I'm hurriedly looking through and can't see. Have a look on the web. You'll find it. It's for World AIDS Day 2011, which is on the 1st of December. The second really quick shout-out is to my mum and my sister in South Africa who are listening live on the radio.
Now, a quick question.
Wow.
Given what we've just been talking about, what would your mother think?
I would love to hear what my mum would have to say about safe sex.
Hi, Mum.
I think I'm going to have to try and actually get her and say, so, Mum, what was safe sex practices like in your day?
Okay, Mum, can I just say, you have spawned a very lovely, intelligent, intellectual, engaging young man. You should be very proud.
the way you sport, it reminds me of the movie Aliens with the chest busters.
I mean that
out.
In the most loving of ways.
You're the ringer, Jack. Don't get me started.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I believe we're out of time.
Don't they have bigger dicks?
No.
If you'd like,
no.
If you'd like to continue this conversation further, it will be on Facebook, facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. We also have our live journal, which is thecubbyhouse.net.au. And I think that's it from Cookie.
No, there's one more thing. If you want to listen to Dean Beck, don't.
Yes.
Because we've got a podcast, and you can find it at thecubbyhouse.net.au. But if you really want to listen to Dean Beck and some of the stuff that he puts out, you can listen to him on Thursdays at 10 p.m. on Joy 94.9, or you can find his podcast at joy.org.au.
We're coming for you, baby.
Mm-hmm. I'm also on at Thursday at midday and 11 a.m. on Sunday
mornings.
Shut
up now. Shut up.
Thank you very much, Dean.
Thank you so much.
Now, from Cookie.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Kevin.
This has been The Cubby House Live. I will catch you next week on Joy 94.9.
Our topic is food, glorious food. I'm excited.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay. I'm too tightly clenched for that.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.